Another person unexpectedly working from home is Stuart White, a familiar face in the BBC Look East studio, who now broadcasts from his kitchen. He talked with Rachel Banham. And here is Alison, at home, of course, to read Rachel's article.
His professionalism never falters, but the backdrop to Stuart White's recent and current pieces to camera could hardly be more different. Just a few months ago, he was broadcasting from the TV studio in the centre of Norwich. Now, Stuart is speaking to viewers from his kitchen. Working from home, he initially broadcast using an iPad resting on a pair of kitchen steps on his kitchen worktop. Now he has some new kit, but his kitchen continues to be his studio. The coronavirus pandemic is, in all probability, the biggest story that broadcasters will ever cover. So, when, due to his age, Stuart learned that Monday, March the 9th would be his last day in the office for the foreseeable future, he was understandably frustrated. It took time to plan how he would now be involved in the programme. Stuart, who is 73, says, "I think at that time, if you'd said that we would see so many people on the television broadcasting from home, using iPads and phones and laptops, nobody would have really believed you. Television now looks very different, doesn't it? It was very rare that you saw those kind of interviews and shots shown on television, but now it's every day. It's common practice. I suspect it's going to stay a bit like that even after the lockdown finishes." Recalling having to leave the office, he says, "For me, there was a lot of frustration. If you think about it, there was partly my safety, and I'm perhaps always a bit reckless with my own safety, but my safety was quite important, and very important to the BBC. But this is the biggest news story that any of us will cover, probably, and I was being sent home not to cover it. So there was a great deal of frustration for that first 7 or 8 days before we started getting me on the television. To start with, once or twice a week, but now it's every night." Stuart, who lives on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, is keeping in regular touch with his family during the lockdown. His children live in Norwich, Suffolk and Lancashire. "Every Thursday night now we have a quiz," he says. "We get together and we see each other online. I think that family is very important at a time like this." Like many of us, he says that he currently struggles to work out what day of the week it is. But thanks to his TV work each evening, every day does have a focus. Ask him if he has any advice for others during the lockdown, and he says he realises that not everyone will have a garden to go out in. But he believes that it is important to find things which give a point and a focus to each day. "So it's almost having a routine, isn't it?" he says. "When I was growing up, my father was a farmer. When he sold the farm, rather than staying in bed every day, sleeping late and all of those things, and doing nothing, he got up at the same time, which was very early in the morning, and he would then go into the garden. And he would only come in for his mid-morning coffee and his lunch. He wouldn't stop until he would have stopped when he was working on the farm. He still had those kind of points each day. And I think that's something that certainly works for me, that I've got points where I know what I'm going to be doing at a certain time, so that each day doesn't become aimless." Whether he's in the studio or in his kitchen, Stuart remains a reassuring presence on our TV screens. He may not currently have the backdrop that viewers are used to, but he continues to provide a welcome sense of relative normality in these so uncertain times.
Thank you, Alison. I think that the ability of the BBC and ITV to keep things looking fairly normal is very important for all of us.